well-worn grey, torn flat cap. The driver of the Range Rover did not look at the two walking men as he drove by at a safe and sensible speed. Upon the passing of the Range Rover, the two men once again began to walk side by side, and, continuing to keep a comfortable and a relaxed silence, they carried on until they drew level with a pond set in the village green, close to the southernmost boundary, beside which the men were strolling. When they were level with the pond, the man in the green jacket stopped walking, turned to his right, and faced the pond. The second man stood beside him and gazed at the dark, still, chill-looking water. He thought that the pond was perhaps 30 feet long by about 15 feet wide. A stand of reeds protruded from the surface of the pond at its furthest northern end. The man noticed a stark sign of black letters on a white background affixed to a post beside the pond at eye level, which read, "Private Fishing." The two men read the sign and glanced at each other.
"Essex," growled the wax jacket-wearing man. "This part of Essex, anyway. Here be money and ownership rules. It's just the way of it round this place. Mind you, I suppose it's fair enough. The sign, I mean. If they didn't limit the number of licences,